You would go ahead and turn to, in your Bibles, to Psalm chapter 4. I'm going to start reading there. Verse 1, it says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself, for the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." I'm going to deal a little bit with sacrifices of righteousness. Sacrifice, according to Webster's 1828, is to offer to God in homage or worship, to destroy, surrender, or suffer to be lost for the sake of obtaining something. In order to obtain righteousness, there has to be something sacrificed. Romans 13:14 says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. There is none righteous, no, not one." But you cannot grow in purity of heart to obtain righteousness and fulfill the lust of the flesh. And lust is not just, doesn't have to be towards sexually. Lust also in Webster's 1828 is longing desire, eagerness to possess or enjoy. So it really, it's whatever you choose it, choose to use it, however it is. The wrong kind of longing desire, a lot of that really just has to deal with where you personally are with your relationship and your walk with God. If you're in such a state, like if you're your walk with Christ, if you're in such a state that you long and desire to see souls saved and long to be a witness to people, that's going to show in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Do you get your delight from meditating? Where you get your delight in the Lord is going to dictate what kind of longing desire you have. If you're eager to read and obtain what the Lord has for you to have on a daily basis, that helps control the desires, and He'll direct your desires in your life. And sacrificing the flesh is sacrificing desires throughout your everyday walk with it. If it's sinful, you need to sacrifice it in order to obtain that purity of heart so you can become more righteous for God. We're going to turn to Romans chapter 12. Start reading in verse number 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's our reasonable service, but it's by the mercies of God that we're even able to have that as a service. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. We get to present our bodies a living sacrifice because of the mercies of God. It shouldn't be a chore that we have to do. It should be something that we long to do and long and desire to do. And everybody, like I said, the Bible tells us that there's none righteous, no, not one. But if we don't seek to have the purity of heart to be righteous, we won't ever have that. And verse number 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Make sure I'm going right here. "By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Being able to get your desires of the Lord under control, you need to put off and sacrifice the flesh. If he tells us not to conform to the world, that's given us the victories over the lust of the eyes, because if we're not conformed to this world, we're not looking out in the world, and the things of the world won't entice us. If we're not conformed to the world, there's certain things of the world that's not going to draw us. It's not going to draw us that we normally would if we didn't make a point. "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." We get that transformation by renewing our mind. And verse number 2, "And be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." I believe the Lord has a lot to show us and guide us and help us, and that comes back to not only how your relationship is with God, but how your prayer life is with God. If it's just something you pray for at supper time and at bedtime, don't expect a whole lot of help, because you're not drawing nigh to Him, and He's probably not going to draw nigh to you. It just depends on where your prayer life is. Prayer life has you can't having a relationship with somebody. It doesn't stay the same. It can stay the same for a period of time, but it can't stay the same for forever. You're either going to grow together, and this is just with anybody. This isn't just with your relationship with Christ. It'll either grow or it'll grow apart. It never can stay. If it does stay the same, it won't be for long, because if you're not growing, you're not wanting to grow. And if you're not wanting to grow, you're just going to go back. Amen. And spending time in the Word of God does help with that on a daily basis. Amen. Sometimes we can't read as much as we like to of the daytime, but it's good to read, period. Every day. Spending time with the Lord. World's coming to an end. I couldn't tell you all of where the Scripture is right now, of every sign that's coming. But a lot of the signs are here, and the Lord's been telling us that since one day is like unto 1,000 years. We're getting close no matter what. We've been close before. We're getting close now. And you never know when you're going to run out of time. So it's important to drop what you're doing now for the sake of tomorrow. You never know if you could wake up tomorrow, next week. It doesn't matter. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. You need to get saved before you leave here. You need to get saved before you do anything else. Because I could not even finish preaching this message. You might not even be able to make it to the altar if you've already had an opportunity. That's really all I've got.